This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Mess, it's time for a staycation setup. Can we say good morning to Camry?
Morning. Morning.
Good morning. Hey, guys.
Hi. Love the name.
Thank you.
Love that.
You.
So what is going on with you and is he your boyfriend?
Yes, so we've been dating for about 10 months now.
And his name is Elijah?
Yes, and I know this is going to sound insane. Please don't judge me, but I'm really creeped out by his relationship with his female cousin, Mercedes. So they hang out a lot, obviously at family parties and whatnot, but they're always hugging.
Wait a minute. Did you say you're weirded out by his cousin's relationship with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're second cousins, but still, though, that's way too close for comfort.
But hold on. This is the segment about finding a potential cheater here. So is this about the cousin, or are we going to get to, like, another person?
Don't call me crazy. Don't call me paranoid. But I'm pretty sure that something is going on with him and Mercedes.
With his cousin? Again.
Yeah.
Okay.
What makes you think that?
Well, he did say that they shared their first kiss together, and that was...
Hold on here.
What
the Kentucky is going on here?
I'm so sorry. I have to check out right now. I'm not doing this again on the show. We're not doing cousins again.
So he admitted to you that he shared his first kiss with his cousin?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he admitted that after we were official, and after we were exclusive, of course, we asked each other things, and she was yours. Mine was actually a girl, but, you know, that's...
Hello. Okay, we're going to get back to that one later.
All right.
So, so here we are. Did anything happen besides just you thinking they're too close, or did something specific happen lately?
Well, you know, he's always on Instagram, and you know how you can always check on whoever likes what? And he would just always like certain posts that Mercedes would have on Instagram. And I'm just like, dude, that's kind of creepy. You know, like she works out a lot.
Okay. You said certain posts. Are these selfie, bikini posts, pictures of her dog?
Like working out. Like she does a lot of squats and just like, you know, just very suggestive posts that would actually irk anybody, you know.
I get that, girl. I really do. But maybe he doesn't see her that way, so he's just liking her pictures because they're her cousin's pictures. How do you see their interactions when they're together? How are they?
They disappear a lot. Okay. So I've done that. You know, like my family and I would like have a gathering, and then I would just like sneak somewhere and just like have a shot or two with like some of my friends or some of my own cousins. But then they'll be gone for like hours.
Okay. Taking a little body shot off each other.
Oh, no. We can't even
kissing
talk
cousins
about...
go.
Oh, I cringe.
I cringe from kissing cousins from Kentucky. Say that for
me. Kentucky is not all about the cousins, okay?
What the hell is going on? So, first of all, this is all very weird at this point. I understand why you think he would be cheating on you, but again, you're convinced that he's cheating on you with his cousin.
And he would just make certain comments, you know, how come, why don't you dress up like Mercedes, you know,
Oh, no. No. We're not doing that. I don't need any more of that information.
What?
I need to be more focused on you right now, girl, because this is too much. Now, outside of the weird things that you're seeing with whatever's happening in his family, have you felt a change with your relationship?
Absolutely. And, you know, I've mentioned things here and there, but he tells me I don't understand, like, how on earth could I be thinking of such a thing? And I just sense it, you know, it's my intuition, and I know it sounds crazy, but I'm pretty reasonable.
No one asks any more questions. I'm ready to call this guy real quick.
All right,
Camry, this is what we're going to do. We're going to call your boyfriend, Elijah. We're going to offer him a free romantic staycation.
Uh-huh.
Anish is going to play the front desk clerk. He's going to ask a real quick question, the most important question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay that's not your cousin?
Right. If he says his cousin, Mercedes, and not you, then he has explaining to do. And I guess, are you giving him the ultimatum at that point? Or is it over?
I can't even see it. This is too embarrassing.
It's over, girl.
It's over.
That is the only option if he's... Oh, no.
Now, here's the thing. If he is cheating on you, I suggest something. I know we're live on the radio. hundreds of thousands of people listening. You never mentioned this at all, that your boyfriend ever cheated on you with his cousin ever again, because then that's going to make you look really bad, okay?
Yeah. Now it'll make him look really bad.
No, he's fine with it, obviously.
Oh, God.
I mean, he's admitting to be kissing his cousin. That's crazy. All right, listen, we're going to call Elijah up next. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think we've ever had anything in Stay Cage setup when someone called in thinking their person cheated on them with their cousin, but that's where we're at this morning. What's up next? Your morning mess. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with a staycation setup, one we've never had. This is going to be probably top three, top five of all time. We spoke to Camry, and she let us know that she suspects her boyfriend, Elijah. Now, I grab onto yourself real quick.
Oh, my God.
She suspects that her man is cheating on her with his cousin. Am I correct in saying so, Camry?
Yes, totally.
Now, he's confessed to you that when they were younger, they shared their first kiss together.
Yes.
And you didn't run away immediately.
No, not yet. I was so infatuated by him. He is cute, you know, and he didn't really tell me how old they were. I was thinking maybe they were like 5.
Well, you don't know any better.
We don't need to know that either.
Right.
We don't need to.
All weird. Okay, so listen, your women's intuition is kicking in about his cousin Mercedes. So we're calling him up, Elijah, and see who he wants to put on this hotel reservation that we're going to offer him, okay? Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Elijah?
This is Elijah. May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. So you have been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. We are going to put you up in our penthouse suite, throw in a honeymoon package, and I was just calling to confirm some details, but also to congratulate.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm not looking for like any kind of a scam, or I'm not looking for that. I appreciate you calling, though.
Yeah, and I understand that. I want to assure you that there is no scam here. We don't need any personal information from you. We just need to get some questions answered on your reservation here. There's no deposits, fees, or taxes included with the stay, so I want to assure you that we won't need anything very personal from you.
Oh, so like really free?
That is correct. Now, we are asking for a review of your experience in return for the stay, but outside of that, we can go over those details in just a minute. I want to make sure I get your okay before we continue with the reservation.
Yeah, this sounds great.
Perfect. So, I've got a few questions here. Now, my first one, Elijah, is with this free romantic weekend stay, you have the opportunity to bring a guest. And with that guest, you can also leave a personalized note for them. I wanted to see if you had a specific message that we could leave for your guest of honor.
Yeah. Could you please, for my number one girl.
And then my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest's full name.
Her name is Mercedes.
I'm going home.
Hello?
What the hell?
Oh my God.
So Elijah, we have to let you know you're actually live on the radio right now.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Camry gave us a call.
Why would you call your cousin? What?
Do it!
No. She's my second cousin, okay? Doesn't even count.
Oh my God!
It's still kind of the same thing, man. Second cousins
is... cousin. It's not my first cousin.
Well, it's still a bloodline, bro.
Look, I think you guys are too focused on this. You know?
That's why you guys are disappearing on that party.
Some nasty Game of Thrones stuff going on here.
Oh my God!
It's crazy.
Well, come on now. She's my second cousin. Again. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, first of all, it doesn't matter even if they weren't related to you. Well, there's a lot of things wrong with that. But you cheated on your girl Camry here. And I just realized that you're cheating on your girlfriend Camry with Mercedes. That's kind of ironic.
Oh, my God.
Is that an upgrade? Did you go from a Camry to a Mercedes? No? That's not it. No?
No, I don't think that's how it works this time.
Sometimes you gotta rush that for the Mercedes.
Not when the Mercedes is related to you.
You guys have this wrong. Honey, this is a lie. This is all a lie.
Oh, my gosh. This is not a lie. This came from your mouth.
It came from her mouth, too.
Oh, Jesus.
I was tricked.
Your mother was gross.
Don't listen to these. She's crazy.
It's due to my family. He told me things.
It's gross.
Well, you know what? Maybe if you would have dressed like Mercedes like I asked you to.
Oh, my God.
Maybe then I wouldn't have had to go.
Mercedes in her camel toe.
Post? Oh my gosh!
That part.
That's inappropriate. You're inappropriate. You guys
you're inappropriate. You're.
I'm not inappropriate.
Yes,
I'm not
you are. You are rubbing fronts with your cousin. That's wrong.
Yeah.
No. You just don't understand.
So you've always kind of had a thing for your cousin. Second cousin, my bad.
Thank you. And her name is Mercedes. If you could please talk about her like she's a person, because she is, okay?
She's your cousin. We've been talking about... Oh, my God.
Does your family know about you and your cousin?
What do you mean by no?
I mean, like no, like that out. You guys make out.
Oh, frankly, that's nobody's business but me and Mercedes.
And what about Camry?
Who and Mercedes, huh?
Camry, you know, clearly Camry just showed her true colors. I mean, maybe.
Oh, her true colors. Oh, this guy's a mess and he's disgusting.
Right. Any last questions for him, Camry? Are we thinking about counseling or are you over it?
I'm so over this nasty ass bitch.
Oh.
She has every right.
She does. Also, Elijah, I really want to give you counseling services because there's something wrong there.
Hey, what we have is love. And I don't want to hear you insult me.
There's nothing you could say that's going to make us feel okay with this. This is kind of weird. But why even pursue a relationship with Camry when you're riding around in your Mercedes?
Oh, my God.
Carla, where are the counseling services?
Is
that what I did there, Carla?
No. Okay. Well, I am still here, and I'm going to get counseling services because I also need them, girl. So hold on 1 second. I'm going to go grab those.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.